You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
But I just praise him because I asked him to keep me. I'm afraid if I don't ask him, the enemy will come and get me again. If the enemy did a job on you, I ain't talking to you. You can't sleep at night. Don't know what to do. And don't know how to do it. It's okay if you think you're smart. But I call on him in the wee hours of the night. Had to call him in the morning, yeah. All in the day, I got to call him. Can I get anybody? And while we're calling him, I'll be repenting. I'm so godly sorry for making a fool out of myself. Nobody make a fool out of God Almighty. Hear me tonight. When it end up, you made a fool out of yourself. A fool have to pay the price for being a fool. It's bigger and it's greater and it's longer than you and I think. Sometimes it's signed for the rest of your life. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will remember. Where I am, I can't call nobody and charge nobody but myself. I know some people up in here tonight charging other people, but that's your little cock out and that's your excuse. But you got to pay the penalty for your sin, for what you act upon. Ain't nobody gonna do it but you. And so if you think somebody else, keep charging other people. That means you prolonging time to line up for what you've done. Hallelujah. I'm learning. Ain't nobody and can't nobody fix you like Jesus. I said can't nobody. The best lover, whoever they are, can't do it. But when you let Jesus come in, I ain't talking about just for a few hours, but come in. And I invite him to stay in. Whatever going on, whether it look like it's good, and you think it's good, but come on in. I invite you to stay here on the inside of me, cause things don't fix it and people don't fix it either, and you can't either. But we need him. We need him. Pastor, will you go lay your hands on Sister Bonnie K's stomach? There's a release. In the name of Jesus, that is, in the name of Jesus, Lucia say the lie, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise. Somebody praise him. See, Satan want to stick around when God says enough. It's enough now. When he says enough, he don't care if the devil in heaven, all his amps, He says enough, he mean that. And no weapon will prosper when he says enough. Cause he's a healer. And he's the only way you can get out. I said he's the healer. And no natural doctors can't do this healing. And no natural individual can open the door where you can walk out. But Jesus, oh Jesus, I had to call you cause I keep going through some things. Some things wanna lay dormant as well. But I'm gonna call you with that power and authority to come and rescue me again. Oh, I bless you, I bless you. I bless your name tonight. For your almighty. Hallelujah. My cool shabadia see. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know it's more than three people up in here tonight got some situation going on. I ain't asked you to dump it out on the floor with somebody else, but when you go with me up in here, he gonna move in your behalf because the enemy got assignment to take you back further than where he done brought you from. But I'm giving praise tonight. I don't know about you, if you wanna go back, that's your right to go on back. But I bless his name, I bless his name. Things shouldn't be the option to go back. Feeling should not be the reason where you go back. Despondency shouldn't take you back. But oh Jesus, got some things before you, but I call you, and I apply them to you, and I rely on you to fix me, cause these things try to shoot me, but I call on you, who has all power, oh Jesus. Just fix me. We want him to fix surrounding us, but fix me. And I know that I know that I know that I know. It's well on the inside. Anybody got anything or two or three things that keep on messing with you? Messing with your spirit, man. Messing with weighing you down. Messing with your irritation. Messing with you, but oh Jesus, and you done your best. That's all you can do is your best. Now, if you ain't done your best, I'm not gonna talk to you again. All right, here we are. If you ain't been applying your best, you've been taking out some time for me, myself, and all the other things. I ain't hear nobody, but I call him tonight. I call him cause I need him to rescue me from my own self. I said rescue me from my own self, cause some things trying to hinder me for myself. And I'm gonna thank him cause he must be greater. I'm going to thank him. I say I'm going to thank him. Oh, thank you. I got to keep on thanking you. That's when my drive and my motivation come. When I keep on thanking him. There are people come in your life and they hurt you so bad. And you don't try to do your best. Can I get about three people? I know it's some up in here. Faking it like it ain't you. Fake it, don't make it. It hinder you from making it. But what I want you to do, just tell Jesus about it. And you stop talking about it. Tell Jesus about it. I ain't hear nobody. Tell Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Here I am again before you. For me, just for me. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just need a little lifting up in my spirit, man. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, Jesus. Here I am again. I know you won't tell nobody. I know you won't tell nobody. But it's weighing me down all by itself. Some people I can't get loose from. There are some people I know they're signed to me. But I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna keep calling you. It's okay if it's your children. You can tell him about them. If it's husband or wife, you can tell him about it. He won't tell them. Don't be afraid to trust him. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Oh, Jesus. You got to say it with authority. You got to say it if you mean it. Oh, Jesus. I don't want to miss you. For me. Oh, Jesus. I can't fake this thing. Oh, Jesus. It keep on weighing me down. It keep on irritating my spirit. Trying to shift me. Make me doubt. Hallelujah. But I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you. We're afraid of some folks. We're afraid of the gift. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. But you better be afraid of the gift giver for your own safety. I bless your name tonight. I give your name praise. Over in you, it's a hide me. It'll hide me from my own self. Oh, Jesus. Done. I'm just calling him cause I need him. If you irritated with it, it's alright, but I need Jesus. To fight my battle. I need you, Jesus, to tell me to stand still and watch my salvation come around, and it'll stay around. I bless you. I bless you. I'm on a roller coaster. A high in Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Anybody need him in the house? They cause you ain't got money in your pocket. Ain't cause you don't have nowhere to sleep. But I know somebody other than me need him in the house tonight. To empower you right where you are. Oh, precious Savior. Mm-hmm. My God, he shall by thee see. I shall not able see. He by the answer. I hear him saying anything that I allow to be broken. I can and will repair it if you trust me. If you move from yourself and let me, I will show proof again and again that I am a fixer. I know that I know that I can stand in need of him fixing some things that try to smother me. See, you got to have a freedom in the spiritual realm. I don't care how much word, and I don't care how many gifts you got. That's still not enough. But I need the freedom to walk over in the spiritual realm where I won't hinder myself. I ain't hear nobody. But what's going on around me? And you try to tell him like he don't know how long it been going. Can I get somebody? It's been a long time. But I still believe you because you time. Oh, Jesus. My Savior. Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to get to this word tonight. But I've been in it all along. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. Because we don't need him to move us out of dry place in the natural. And I need to tap into the spiritual realm so I'll be safe and assured that whatever's going on, I know. He'll meet me there. I say he'll meet me there. See, we forget about we need the spiritual growth. Need the spiritual maturity. You can think all day in yourself, and self still will hinder you. Self make a fool out of you. You don't have to tell nobody. But I need a spiritual door opening where I won't have to wonder and try to fix it. But I'm going to praise him while he's fixing it. I don't want to lose my move forward in him. Because when you look around and you measure some things, you lose mileage with him. But I call him now. Oh, my God. I don't want to lose spiritual growth. Because you ain't nothing without spiritual stuff. We learn too many things and too many people to shift us. It should be time for us to stop being tossed to and fro. But the enemy wants us to get down like that. But God is greater. He will empower us with spiritual stuff. That he will come one of the things I have a job where I got to get past all of the things that keep trying to shift me. Walking will irritate and shift you. And I have a lot of that going on in here. But I believe that more I praise him, I believe. Because spirits is real. If you don't believe the real, just take your guard down. And I have to deal with that. What I have been blessed to be able to do. He allowed me to go up past these irritations that require to have their way. But one thing I found out about giving him my best, when he get enough of anybody or anything, he'll step in and do something about that thing. There is so many things that you have to encounter with when you want to please God Almighty. A ministry more than you getting up there teaching people how to get a new car and a new house and claiming and naming and all that. No. Serving God is more than those things. It's more than a gift. It's more than a talent. It's more than we can ever imagine. But there's a price. There's a price to walk in the anointing. I didn't say smart. There's a price to walk in the anointing. We got smart mixed up with the anointing. And I do know the difference. The anointing will come in and shut down every yoke, every hindrance. Try. If you get past yourself, you can try. It's just Jesus. Amen. When it comes to be just Jesus, then you have made up your mind in a commitment that it's Jesus. Many things going to come to test you to see, do you really believe that? Some show and tells things. Some people are going to show you that show and tell. Amen. And I'm going to do what I want to do. But one thing I know about him, when he get enough of anybody or anything, amen, I have lived long enough to see him operate like that. But what we will not do, we will not give it to him. We keep on telling everybody else. How can a marriage get better when you're telling everybody else and you're still in the marriage? That makes you a lummy-dummy. How can he make us better when we're telling everybody and then giving you advice? All advice ain't good advice. Most of it is advice because I don't have to abide by what I've given you. And ministry look like, oh, I can do this thing. That's what the enemy set you up. But can you put up with people that he will get glorified in this thing? If he gave you 4 people, that's a job right there. As much as 4,000. I would, you can really get it together when it's about you. But when this thing is about Jesus, you got to come up past and above levels that will blow your mind. Sometimes you got to take a deep breath. And not dress what the situation is, but tell him about it. Can I get it by 3 people? Amen. Irritation will come to irritate you and shift you. Because people are assigned to you like that. Isn't it amazing? When the Lord said to Satan that I give you permission to test my servant Job. He said, but you cannot touch the son. Then what he did, he allowed people to come and get you. Amen. And look like they done did a good job at getting you. Amen. Look like they done won, and if you look in the natural, they have. Amen. But that's just how it's set up to a look and appear. It's amazing how we don't want to wait on God. Amen. We don't want to endure anything to get to him. Amen. Get a relationship connected to him. That means he keep on shifting you down from you and what you know and how long you've been knowing it. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. He want to show us he's a provider. But if we think it's all about us, well, we got our hands messed up and in some wrong places. He told me to come to one passage of scripture tonight. In Hebrew, the 11th chapter and one verse. We say, a matter of fact, we get to thinking we know. We got all this fantastic faith. That we got some to move a mountain and ain't move an ant. We keep quote scripture to ourselves. And they don't move nothing because we ain't getting down like that. Mm-hmm. We understand the story about Abel and his brother Cain. And there's some one passage stripped, and we're going to do my best, and I'm going to go on home with this. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. Gifts, that's more than one. And by it, he, being dead, yet speaketh. Isn't that amazing? He's dead, but his genuine faith, what he presented with sincerity to God. We are in the hour now where we won't let it be genuine. There's a song that have faith in God. If we got faith in everything else, we can't get to have faith in God. Amen. Faith don't come because you claiming you got it. Amen. Some gonna activate or being presented to you to see can you get some. Amen. Because a lot of people telling lies in this hour because they ain't been through nothing. Amen. And it didn't hold them long enough if they did go through it. Amen. And most of the time you ain't had that kind of connection or that relationship with God. We just pretending that we had. Amen. Now when we make up our mind, I ain't worried. I ain't trying to get mad at nobody who walk and say they got all that kind of faith and they reading it, but they ain't walking in it. Amen, amen. You can't believe him to the corner store, and if he tell you to do something, you can't do it. Because you got to go around and find five or six prophetess and prophets and whoever else you can find and go on the internet and all that kind of mess. That ain't no faith in God. But we say it is. Over in Amplified, prompt.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.